Full Metal Jackie. On the show this evening, the frontman for Bay Area Legends Death Angel, the one and only Mark Asagueta. What's up?
Hey, Jackie!
How are you?
I'm doing amazing.
Let's talk about the latest Death Angel album. It's called The Evil Divide, a very angry album. Yes?
You know, it's kind of carrying on the tradition of the last two, for sure. You know, we've been in that vein, and I guess as long as, you know, we never achieve a certain amount of success, we'll always keep that anger.
But it's just funny, because you're like such a happy, giggly dude, so it's just funny to say, like, your record's so angry. But how much do you rely on music as a way to sort of purge anger and other emotions from yourself?
I mean, more than ever. I mean, it's that is my thing. And I mean, literally, and you're not ironically the first person to bring that up, that you're always in such a good mood. You're always laughing, you know, find the joy in everything. And I think the reason being is because I have this outlet that I think a lot of people that aren't musicians don't necessarily have that, or, you know, do some sort of truly strenuous physical activity. But when we're on tour and night after night, I get to yell out my aggressions and see the release that it's given to other people. There's no better therapy out there. There really isn't. And I mean, I thrive off that feeling, and I do, and I get it out every night, and it drains me, but at the same time, it just fills me with, you know, an abundance of energy for, you know, what for the next night.
Mark Asagueta of Death Angel on the show with us. The latest album from Death Angel is called The Evil Divide. Here's a tune from it. This is The Moth on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Mark Asagueta of Death Angel on the show with us tonight. Death Angel, of course, latest album is called The Evil Divide. And, you know, just talking a little bit about the fact that, you know, you guys have been doing this for such a long time. And Mark, what changes about the way metal invigorates you when you've been playing it most of your life?
Well, you know, there's a way, because I removed myself from it for quite a few years as far as when Death Angel had a hiatus. So, I think the first time around, as magical as that time was, now I look back on it with a greater appreciation. And when I took that downtime off, I thought, if I ever have the, you know, opportunity to do this once again, I'm going to savor every second of it. And so now I have this appreciation for metal that I wish I had the first time around. I mean, I loved it as a teenager. I just loved it, playing it as a teenager, and I ate it and breathed it. But now just the appreciation is much more just all-encompassing. And while I'm on stage to while I'm recording, I'm enjoying every bit. And even if there's a time I get pissed off, so to speak, I'm just thinking, you know, if I'm lucky enough in my life to be complaining for one moment about music or performing music or creating music, I'm very far ahead of the ball. I'm very far ahead in the game. So if you're lucky enough to get to complain about your passion, keep it to yourself.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Mark Asagueta with us. Quick break. Jasta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Jasta of Hatebreed coming up next. We'll get some music from Testament. Mark's gonna pick a tune. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Mark Asagueta of Death Angel on the show tonight. Death Angel, the current lineup's been together coming up on 8 years now. What are the significant things that have really bonded you together, both musically and personally?
I think, you know, with the first album since we came back with this particular lineup was Relentless Retribution. That we were really definitely getting to, you know, learn each other and, you know, each other's strong points and just kind of, you know, figure out each other as people. And so I'm very proud of that record, but it's a very aggressive record and our first step in this kind of newer, you know, a newer, reborn, aggressive side of the band. And I think that we've done so much touring, as a matter of fact, with this lineup, more touring than the original Mach 1 lineup did or the Mach 2 lineup has done. This is the most touring we've ever done as a band with this lineup. And it's just made us, you know, stronger players individually, stronger players as a unit, stronger performers for sure, not just, you know, a musical ability, but just how we are on stage. And it's just we really feel that bond of, you know, it's us against the world when we're on stage. You know, there's that friendly competition with any band we're playing with, touring with, on a festival with. And we just want to make it you know, if we're playing last, we want to make it be known why we're last. And if we're playing, you know, if we're not playing last, we want to make it so people who have to play after us go, wow, we got to follow that. You know, we got to follow that. And we do it now with the confidence that we might not have had the first few shows with this lineup or the first even few tours with this lineup. But now we definitely feel like we're onto something. And because the reactions of the crowd and the, you know, the popularity of each album, you know, that comes prior to the last getting more popular, I think we're on the right track for sure.
Mark Asagueta from Death Angel is our guest tonight. Quick break coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We've got new music from Demon Hunter coming up and more with Mark. Stick around. Power and the Glory from Saxon. It's Full Metal Jackie. Mark Asagueta from Death Angel is our guest on the show tonight. The band recently wrapped up the Bound by the Road tour with Devil Driver, Winds of Plague, and more. Death Angel was the longest running band on that lineup. Mark, what's fulfilling about playing and interacting with bands that came up after you?
You know, I actually find this a really huge compliment that we were asked to be a part of this tour. You know, what it means to me is that the Devil Driver finds us, you know, relevance to us. And that's, you know, we work really hard. And, you know, we try to bring younger bands out when we headline. And the fact that, you know, bands that have, you know, made quite a name for themselves that haven't maybe been around as long as us, that are taking us out, I truly find it very humbling, and I find it as a very huge compliment.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week is up next, and more with our guest, Mark Asagueta from Death Angel. Full Metal Jackie with Mark Asagueta of Death Angel on the show with us tonight. And the latest record is called The Evil Divide. Death Angel, of course, a band that's been around for a long time at this point. And the music business has changed so much since, like, the big budget days of major labels. What makes the way you record and tour today a better fit for your life?
I mean, what it does now, just because how much it's changed extremely from the 80s, definitely. But with recording, it's with technology, it's come so far that it kind of expedites the recording process. You know, it really does. And for us, it's been wonderful because we could turn around and get the product out faster than we would have, say, in the 80s, without quality being affected, you know, and the digital technology has come so far. And also with the songwriting process, you know, Rob could just fly files over to me of stuff he's recorded and I could just start writing from home, you know, whereas before there was always some big recording device or your little portable mini studios. And now you don't necessarily need that. And, it's been wonderful. And, you know, the recording studio, when you go into a recording studio now, how they look nowadays versus how they looked in the 80s has transformed immensely as well. So, I mean, it's just the sound quality you're getting for the budgets you're working with, whether you're a band of our level or a band larger than us or a band smaller than us. And I think it helps bands smaller than us immensely. As far as on the road, that's a whole different story. Now it's this kind of, because of that, you know, record sales don't add up to what they used to. And now when we're on the road, it's, you know, a day off is money burning. So there's very few days off on the road. You're playing almost every night and you're almost relying on that adrenaline that the crowd gives you, because sometimes it's, you know, inhuman, dare I say, borderline inhumane, some of the many nights we have to play in a row. But we do it because for our love of the music, and it keeps the band alive, and it keeps, you know, the fans hungry for more.
Full Metal Jackie, Mark Asagueta, singer of Death Angel, with us. Pick up the latest album, The Evil Divide, if you haven't done so already. Mark, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, as always, and thank everyone out there for, you know, keeping metal alive.